You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Thank you for listening to the Cooligans in the first segment. Oh, man, we talk MLS transfers. Who's going in? Who's going out? Did your team gain a player? Did he lose a player? Find out.
In segment number two, we talk about the world stage. The World Cup is going to have every single country you have ever heard of in it. Well, are you okay with that? Are you okay with the garbage games that are going to be coming with a 48-team World Cup?
Dímelo.
DR's in there. Yeah. Gianni Infantino is running the world.
Yeah.
All this and more. On the Cooligans!
Hey guys, this is Tommy McNamara from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans. Enjoy.
Yeah, Cooligans.
We are back.
Oh boy. Man, we've got so many positive responses on our last episode and our weekly series that we've started. I'm really excited about
it. It's just been a week of people being nice to us.
I mean, you know,
we're not used to that. That's
so get ready for a year and a half of people being mean to us, because that's how this works.
Thank you for listening. Yes, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians who host a soccer podcast.
That's right. Yo, we're your favorite rappers, favorite comedians.
That's right.
Who host a comedic soccer podcast.
Top five.
I hate to say this, but gang. Shouts to Footy Mob.
Oh, yeah.
We were just saying they sent us a nice message, but also immediately the best named supporters group of all time.
That's right. So if you don't know who we're talking about, Footy Mob is the supporters group for the MLS's, one of the MLS's new two expansion teams.
ATL, United FC. By the way, they should not have gone with Atlanta United FC. It should be ATL. United FC. That would have been a much better name.
All right, yeah, would have been
cool. Or just ATL United. Oh God, that would have been dope.
They should have gone with ATL Shorty.
Oh hell yeah,
ATL Shorty. Yeah.
Hello, that'd be ATL Shorty Low. It's just the Shorty Lows. But Goody Mob. If you don't know who Goody Mob is, look them up. They're legends.
Legendary. Yeah.
I wasn't always the biggest fan, but that's just because I'm kind of like, yo, if it ain't from New York, it ain't.
But
poppin'.
That, well, Goody Mob is where CeeLo came from.
Yeah. CeeLo came from there. Mm-hmm. With Bushwick Bill. That midget, the little person.
Hey bro, take it easy, bro.
My bad. But obviously, yeah. Goody Mob been around for a long time. I listened to a bunch of their tapes and stuff when I was coming up, and you know, always a big fan, and you know, or at least a fan of hip hop, so you gotta love it. And they did the best, you know. No, sorry, Bushwick Bill was with Ghetto Boys. My bad, sorry about that, everybody. I obviously know what I'm talking about. But you know, look, I thought Ying Yang Twins kind of ruined hip hop, but let me tell you something, Atlanta made up for it.
Yeah.
Where you could literally walk in any room right now and just yell raindrop and someone gonna yell drop top.
Yeah, if you guys didn't see the Golden Globes, Donald Glover won for Atlanta, the show on FX.
And the city, apparently.
And the city. Well, and he did a big shout out to Migos. Just literally right on that stage. Millions of people are watching.
Millions.
Not that Migos needs any help publicizing what they do.
No, they're number one right now on the Billboard Hot Chart.
People know who they are. They know what they're doing. But Donald Glover, just giving them props for being on the show and for making Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, and I agree with him. It's a great song. So, yeah, Atlanta. Damn, I can't. I'm sorry. From Houston. I said Bushwick Bill. I feel terrible. But Goody Mob, so they're calling their support group Footy Mob,
which is perfect.
So good.
Which is great. And this is going to be cool because Atlanta obviously has that culture, that distinct vibe, and they're going to be bringing that to soccer, to American soccer. We even had Waka Flocka tweeting out that he's excited about Atlanta United starting their season already.
I'm excited that Waka Flocka is excited. Waka Flocka, originally from Queens, by the way. He repped that in a song recently.
That's right. But he was raised in
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Georgia. Atlanta's where they all go.
If you don't know, I actually worked with Waka Flocka.
Did you?
I did.
Back when he was in finance.
He has quite a sordid past.
Yeah.
No, I worked with Waka Flocka. We did a comedy sketch on an MTV show called the Middle of the Night Show. It was on for just maybe 12 minutes.
Yeah, you were on it though.
I was on the show, yes. We did like a this like basketball, it was like a game show kind of show.
Yeah.
And so I got to meet Waka Flocka. I got a picture of him.
I hear he's a great guy.
Great dude. Very nice. And, you know, obviously, you know, the character that you see on the videos, I mean, he's also a big dude. He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
And wearing boots is like, makes him like 6'9". He's an imposing guy.
Right. He's a large, big
dude, and the sweetest of men. Very nice. It was chill, very funny. Super cool dude. So I had a great time working with Waka. So I'm glad Waka's into soccer.
Yeah, I think they
Waka Soccer.
Yeah, Waka Soccer. That would have been another great name. You know, there's usually more than one supporters group. You could have gone Waka Soccer.
Waka Soccer I would have supported that too.
Or you could have gone with Me Goals. Huh? Did anybody think about that one?
Oh, boy. We could do this. If you guys have any other suggestions.
Yeah, dude. Tweet at us.
Let us know.
# hip-hop supporters groups. Let us know.
Yeah, that could be like a category at midnight, hip-hop supporters.
Yeah, there you go.
But we can do... Well, that'll be us.
That's on @Cooligans. Yeah. @SoccerCooligans.
Hit us up with the # hip-hop supporters groups.
Hip-hop supporters
groups. Let's see how many we can get. It might be kind of fun. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one for Wu-Tang Clan and I can't right now.
All right. You know, yeah, we have a job to do. So it's
we can't just do this. But come on, fans, if you're listening to this.
This is going
to
be an hour of puns.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I hope you guys are into weird old comedy because here it comes.
But thank you for listening, guys. We're busting our ass week after week. And look, 2017 has gotten off to a hot start. We've told ourselves, like, look, we're gonna be bringing more videos. We're going to, you know, bring the heat with these podcasts. And we're just a week and a half into 2017, and I already feel like, you know, there's a little bit of buzz.
Oh yeah, there's buzz, baby. Yeah. I hear it. I thought there were bees in here. That's what. Yeah,
that's why I'm like inflamed.
Yeah,
every part of my body.
That heat you're feeling is one that we don't control our own heat in New York City. It's very hot in our apartment, but two, it's also the heat surrounding us.
Yeah, we've been focusing a lot on, especially look, the MLS season is going to start in just what eight, nine weeks, give or take. And
I you have no idea how excited I am.
I am very excited as well. And it's being at, you know, I was at an NYCFC event last night, Monday night.
Yeah.
The 9th, January 9th. They had it at Barleycorn in near City Hall.
Right. FIDI.
And was that FIDI?
Yeah, that's Financial
Does
District.
Does that still count?
FIDI.
I feel like it's very north, but whatever.
It's FIDI.
All right.
You're not that far from Wall Street.
Not too far.
You're like near City Hall and all that, like
you
just said.
You can smell the coke.
Oh, yeah. You can smell the husbands who don't want to go back to Staten Island. Then they're like, no, I'm going to take one more bump. I'll party a little bit. I can wear the suit to work tomorrow.
So, but they I got to hang out with RJ Allen and Tommy McNamara.
Sorry, you said that like you went to met you at the bar.
They texted me.
Sorry if that's too loud on the podcast.
They texted me. They were like, yo, Christian, where you at? Yeah. Because we can't start this event without you.
They're like, yo, what bar did you say, Christian? We trying to get down here.
I dropped a pin. I let them know where I was. And they were there. I'm not saying that so casually. We're hanging out with RJ.
Yeah, just a nice casual hang with your new friends.
Exactly. But RJ Allen and Tommy McNamara both received new contracts for their clubs. So they're very excited to be with the team for
as they should be. I'm excited to have them. They're both high level skilled players.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tommy hitting them curlers from the top.
But being there, you know, a lot of the supporters hadn't seen them since the season, since the playoff game.
Right.
You know, what was that? October?
Oh, yeah. And a sad ending. You know, we walked away upset.
So I hadn't seen everybody in about 2 months. And there was a...
Like going back to school.
It was like going back to school. Yeah. I had my new...
But everyone heard you were popping over the summer, right?
Yeah, I had my new back to school clothes.
Oh, yeah.
But no, the players knew who I was. They knew who the Cooligans were.
Yeah.
A lot of the fans were also like they were saying how grateful they were about all the stuff that we've been doing. And that only gets me more excited about about doing what we're doing, and
yeah,
also
about what we're doing, yeah,
about the season. And look, Tommy especially was just constantly like, I cannot wait till the season gets going.
Yeah.
That's it. They just want to get back on the pitch.
Was Vieira there?
Vieira was not there.
Okay, because I was wondering what his tone was. I wanted to go. I had spots last night, so mm-hmm. I texted you. I was supposed to host the second show. Turns out I got that mixed up. I just had a spot, so I did have some time. I get off stage at like 8:45. I text you immediately like, hey, do I have time to get down there? And you're like, it's already ended. Yeah. They left 20 minutes ago. And I'm like, yeah. Son of a... But I went and got like a little falafel sandwich. And I was like, I'm going to eat this real quick and then I'll come meet you. We ended up going to another comedy party after that, a holiday party. They sometimes do it at the beginning of the year, because everyone's busy.
Stand-up New York.
That was fun. But like the whole time, I just wanted to talk about NYCFC. We're just the MLS season. I'm really excited about what's going to happen. We're getting, I don't know. It just feels like it builds and builds and builds. And it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm really, really excited to be a part of it. And like, just like we said last week, we want to make everyone else a part of it. We can't wait until it's the number one sport in this country.
Oh man. It's almost there. It's going to overtake the NFL in like 3 months.
Well, they realize that all of those players have brain cancer from all of the concussions. Look, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Clearly not a doctor,
but clearly I know what I'm talking about.
So look, obviously there's not a lot going on, in the MLS. A lot of the players, they're off season, not really doing much. But this is the transfer window for the rest of the world. And this is kind of where
it's the transfer window for us too. We're not really buyers in this league just yet.
Exactly. It's not. I feel like MLS, when it comes to the transfer window, it's like a puppy under the dinner table trying to get the whatever scraps you want to give it. So it's right. Like, just whatever's left, I'll take it.
You got your PSGs and your cities, which are pit bulls that are like, oh, give them your steak, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all very strategic.
Very much so. Like, we have a cap and we have to find the right players and we have to be off on a free, or we really can't spend too much money on them.
Yeah, that seems to be a controversial issue where I don't know if it's the supporters that have this the problem, or maybe the front offices of the clubs themselves, but paying the transfer fee to whatever club they're buying from, it seems like I've read that fans are not really happy about that, because for American sports fans, that's foreign to them. The idea of paying money paying a fee just to get the player, and then you also have to pay the player.
Well, I mean, it's also like, it's odd for American fans to have to consider another country is involved in a sports transaction.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers aren't trading, Olympiacos for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Well, they have a basketball team. Clearly that's not what's happening. You know, things like that generally doesn't happen. So you don't really worry. Maybe at the draft, you like, oh, their team wants money. You know, like, why is that? They should come play for the NBA. We drafted them. They don't get it. So when it comes to soccer, we understand it, because this literally happens twice a year, every year.
Yeah.
We now find out about, 18-year-old, Dutch kids that are going to be the future. And we find out about like 30-something-year-olds from Spain, and you learn about all new players, and you're like, oh, I've seen their highlights on YouTube, I know everything about them, I'm fine. But when it comes to MLS, it's like another level. You're hearing about like players from leagues that you don't often watch. Guatemalan League, Costa Rican.
How many Costa Rican players just the last year? Costa Rica's hot right now.
Hot. Yeah. They got lots of talent. Well, Matarita got a training stint at Manchester City.
That's right.
So clearly there's talent to be found. And I love what the league is doing now, which is going younger. Obviously we're going to end up being somewhat of a feeder league for a little bit. I mean, that's just kind of how you build to a bigger league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta get some money in the bank.
So shorty, what you drank. shouts to Footy Mop. So, this is part of that process. And you could see us sort of, going younger, which means that a lot of the larger teams are going to start plucking talent. But hopefully that's also some of the talent that we've created, that we've developed.
Okay. Yeah. That's in itself a very good sign.
That's great. Yeah. Because that's, again, you know, the end game here is a much better men's national team, which brings in a lot more fans.
So there have been a couple. I think for a lot of clubs, everybody's still waiting. Look, we're only 10 days in to this window.
And so we're not big buyers in this league.
Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of moves happening. But I think just in the last week, probably the bigger one was RSL. And they received Albert Rusnak.
Rusnak.
Albert Rusnak, who... Look, again, this is what the MLS is going to be like for a while, where
home, what is that? Dinner table names, right? What is that they say, like, so you're a name on the dinner table? Who's that, the cliche?
I've never heard of what you're talking about.
You're like a household name, kind of, but it was like another one. Like, until they're talking about you at the dinner, I don't know, whatever. Household name. Rusnak.
Yeah, Rusnak. Yeah, he's not there yet. Household name. But he is the designated player for RSL.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I think he's 20 years old.
Very smart buy.
Which is a good sign. Obviously, if they're going to pay him big money, they have a lot of trust in him. I watched some of his highlights, and... It looks good. I mean,
yeah. I mean, the highlights.
It's hard to tell. Like, is he worth the money or is he not worth the money? Yeah, he's coming from Sweden. Let me get the exact.
It wasn't Heerenveen, was it?
No. No. What's it? Oh man, what's his? He's coming. Where's he coming from? He's in RSL now. He's. What the hell's? Groningen. Yeah,
Groningen or something like that. Yeah. Okay,
that's where he's coming.
I knew it was one of those names that I'd heard before.
So, you watch the highlights. Looks great.
Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna have to figure it out on the fly whether he's good enough or not.
You would hope that the scouts for RSL
did a little bit more work than
just Googling. What does Wikipedia say about Albert?
Well, you know, it's funny that I was watching a mini doc about Football Manager. You know the game, and it's become now where teams have hired scouts from players of that game. Yeah, people who play that game at such a high level, they're because this is all real data that's in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, obviously, Freddie Adu was a big time, fantasy, football manager player. You know, he was a big, everyone scouted him. Clearly didn't turn out to be that well. So there are some instances where,
where the video game lets you down.
Yeah. Exactly.
I could see that.
Watch this season, this week's FIFA the News, by the way. Speaking of letting me down, video game. So there's instances where it doesn't work, but for the most part, you find a lot of hidden gems in there. Lionel Messi supposedly was found through that game. Did you know that?
That's insane.
How wild is that?
It's insane to me.
So there's a lot of...
Do you really need a video game to see how talented that kid is?
Well,
you
know, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, who's going to Argentina to go look at a 13-year-old at that time? And there was, the kid of someone at Barcelona was like... Or someone was playing like, you gotta check out this guy for real. I mean, that's a rumor. It could be completely false.
Sure.
But now people are hiring. And the guy said in the mini doc that the league that contacts him the most, because now actual clubs have started reaching out to the data center to license their data, because Football Manager basically has the world's largest scouting network.
That's interesting.
So they keep sort of like FIFA stats, if you will.
That's almost like in stock exchanges. You know how the traders, they want to build the servers as close to the stock exchange as possible,
right?
So they can get an advantage in the milliseconds.
Absolutely.
So that's cool.
Yeah, you want to buy. Buy. So MLS is the league that that reaches out to them the most. So okay. MLS is out here trying to find gems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what's that movie where the girl is a nerd and then she comes down the stairs, she takes the glasses off?
She's all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all these. MLS is just trying to find the girl that can let her hair down. And she's a goddamn 10.
Yeah, just go from a 6 to a 10. And then you're like, hey. And then you're a pimp now because you're like, does anybody want her? It's going to cost you some money, though. 200 roses. Disgusting. They're doing the hard part, which is trying to find these gems. And yeah, I got no problem with watching these gems just score.
Well, at least moving away from getting the older player that's just there to sell tickets. Like there's this comfort. Maybe it started happening in the last like 3-4 years where the supporters are having a real influence on the club, on expecting, you know, results.
And I think Jimmy Conrad talked a little bit about this in that that interview we did, and watch the video, guys. It's great. But he talked a little bit about how, you know, the supporters culture sort of becoming more and more a focal point of MLS. And I think you can see that. I think you're 100% right. I think you can see that in just sort of how, you know, their requests are being heard even more by the league, you know?
So there have been a couple little... NYCFC still hasn't announced who they're going to
anyone
signing
anyone
for.
They haven't announced a damn thing.
I mean, they did announce that they have loaned out, which I think the process is still ongoing.
So the thing is that nothing's been announced. Jefferson
Mena.
It's spelled with a Y,
it's
though.
Jefferson.
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 Why would you do that? But Pablo is right there. Juan is right there.
They do this all the time.
Miguelito, right there.
The Dominicans.
Jefferson.
Dominicans don't really give Dominicans like American names, but they give them weird names. But I think that's been a thing in Colombia now, which
yeah, like James.
James, with like, why would you?
That's not a name. That's never been a name. That's James.
That's just James, exactly. But they just say it James. So they give them American names
and then pronounce it in
and pronounce it in Spanish.
Yeah,
and which is a poor decision.
I mean, look, I'm Alexis, right? That's not that easy to say in English. Alexis, it's not a very English name, right? Alexis, beautiful.
Yeah, but yeah, it just rolls off the tongue.
I mean, it's not bad. I think so. I think it sounds like damn poetry. I don't know what you're talking about. Christian.
Oh, yeah. People are are fans of Christians in Latin America. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a little too much. Brazil got that big old statue.
I've been. Have you been to Brazil?
No, never been.
That's great.
Yeah,
great.
I try not to get AIDS, you know?
It doesn't come with your passport stamp.
It's in the water. There's nothing you can do.
Brazil's great, but going to that statue is surreal, man. It's gigantic.
Yeah, I want to go because I obviously half my family is from just south of that. So,
but you go there and you kind of just feel like, why is this here? Yeah. This is a little much.
Also, I mean, if there's a country where the stereotype is nothing Catholic is happening, you know what I mean? Like, as my aunt would say, eso no es católico. That's not católico, meaning like that's not the right way to do it.
Every rule is being broken.
Yeah, literally directly underneath that statue. There's a bunch of girls shaking it, you know?
Jefferson Mena was...
He was announced by Barcelona SC, which a lot of people may not know that there's a team in Ecuador which has the almost exact same logo.
Yeah.
But unless it just has BSC in that little yellow bar in the middle of Barcelona FC, almost exactly the same. Probably named after that club, obviously. Barcelona SC.
Correct.
So Sporting Club, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not soccer club like Orlando City. But, you know, very, very popular team. It's the number one team in Ecuador. Massive fan base. Pretty good from what I see. Jefferson Mena was announced. He was wearing the kit.
Yeah, they did a whole unveiling of, you know, and introducing him to the fans.
He's not been announced.
The press conference, but apparently there's no deal in place.
There's no deal unless it just the deal hasn't been mentioned by NYCFC yet. It just there was no official document. So right now it's just an NYCFC player hanging out in someone else's shirt.
Maybe. Okay, so I'm just looking at it right now, and they just announced today that he's officially
live on the Cooligans live podcast.
Yeah, so 15 minutes
so
ago.
So controversy over.
Yeah. But look, Jefferson Mena was not... Initially, he was getting a lot of playing time under Patrick Vieira, and I thought that, you know, he might be kind of the solid center back, or he was playing left back at times.
Right.
But too many mistakes. Too many errors.
What I liked about him is he definitely had speed. You know, you could see that he had the ability to keep up with the league.
And he was strong.
Very strong. Very athletic, but a lot of mistakes. And a lot of that is also probably due to just not enough playing time.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I mean, he was when he first got to the squad, they were like, you know, low on defenders. So they put him in there and just kind of hope for the best. I don't think he got to train with the team that much before he first got to play. And I was pulling for him, but I can see why he would be dropped. I mean,
as much as I want to say, he
just wasn't really great on the ball. He just made some bad passes from time to time, and it was just it's enough to justify sending him to another club.
Yeah, especially if they're, I mean, it's a loan, so like he comes off the books, which frees up, I mean, there's a lot of free spaces. If you're NYCFC, there's a lot of opportunity there. You know, they got to start signing some players. I'm sure it's going to happen, but you know, you're sitting back if you're a fan like we are, and you're saying, "Where the hell is everybody?" It's kind of an empty cupboard right now. You know.
Also, Fabian Castillo, that was also in the news.
Yeah,
officially transferred to Trabzonspor,
Trabzonspor,
Trabzonspor.
Yeah,
in Turkey.
Turkey.
He hadn't been purchased. He was purchased. He was, on loan.
Yeah. With an ability to buy.
Ability to buy. And I mean, I think they waited till like the 11th hour before. So it was, there was some publication suggesting that he might come back to FC Dallas. But no, he is staying.
Well, supposedly Club America in Liga MX was interested.
Mm-hmm.
So he was going to come back off loan and then sold to Club America. But Trabzonspor, I hope I said that right. Trabzonspor said that they wanted him. They wanted to keep him. And apparently he didn't have, you know, the greatest loan. You know, he wasn't really shown, but apparently he paid more than Club America. So you get to stay.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah,
money talks.
And BS walks. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Bronx Tale by Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco.
That was also there. It was another rumor. Martin Demichelis was released by Espanyol in La Liga.
He's Argentinian. We could say Demichelis.
Demichelis. Is that, well, this Argentinians have like French or Italian names.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
It's difficult.
They think they're Italian.
It's difficult to really kind of pin it down. Because like, what do you want? Should I say it with a in like a French?
Ciao.
Who knows? I pronounce it the way.
That was actually impressed.
Good for you.
That was really good. I was really impressed with my ability to do that.
I pronounce everybody's name the way, Martin Tyler.
On FIFA. How did Aldo White say it? Because that's how I'm going to say it for him.
Arlo White.
Oh, God, what did I say? Aldo? Yeah, he's Latino. No, you don't know Aldo. He yells. Yo,
Aldo White
runs
the shoe store. Aldo. Yeah,
yeah. Big shoe conglomerate.
But they, it's
Arlo White.
They
Jesus,
do Martin,
I'm having a bad day here.
Martin Demichelis. They say, wait, yeah. It's a K. There's rumors that he will be coming to MLS.
I mean, you know, he wasn't good enough for Espanyol. I thought he was really good, 2 years ago at this point at Manchester City. So I don't know what he has left. You know, he was one of those guys that took him a minute too. He looked really bad there for a while. Is he going to get that opportunity? He has ties to Manchester City, which obviously owns NYCFC. So is that where he's going? Then again, you know, it is the MLS and they could, you know,
but,
I don't know. Yeah,
he
when you play hungry hippos to decide where they go. I don't know how it works.
He's not going to get big money, right? It doesn't make much sense to pay a lot of money to almost any defender, right?
I mean, at this point, why you come to America is if you're going to play for NYCFC, it's to live in New York. I mean, what's he going to make? $200,000-$300,000 max?
Yeah.
I can't imagine he's getting paid more than that, less than that. Or
in Spain? Yeah, no, there's no way.
He's clearly getting paid more than that. Although Espanyol is a tiny club.
Yeah.
There in Catalan, in the shadow of Barcelona.
A big shadow. Though.
When I was in Barcelona, I mean, I would say of all this stuff being sold in the street, like it was 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 right, Espanol scarf.
Sure.
And one guy selling like a clearly bad bootleg of one of their shirts.
Okay.
And that was it. There was, and there were no names. There's no famous players on the team at the time.
Martin Demichelis.
Yeah, well, now, I mean, geez. Are you
I mean, he's
me?
A star. He's yeah. He might be coming to MLS. He's going to change the league entirely.
He can't even. He can't go into a bakery in Catalan. They're, oh, my God.
Yeah, they shut down. Yeah.
They're like, Messi, could you get out of the way? There's Demichelis.
Yeah. So look, if there's any other news that you're excited about, any player that's coming to your...
Well, I feel bad that Portland had to get rid of Lucas Milano. He went back to Argentina, Belgrano, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
You know, that again, not a move they wanted to do, I don't think. You know, he was a big money move for them, but, you know, it frees up more money. And this is part of the MLS game, is having to free up a lot of money. I'm excited about Canadian players being homegrowns.
Yeah.
That's going to add a lot of excitement to the league. I'm excited to have a lot of, Canadian college players that are going to be just a part of Generation Adidas now. There's Generation Adidas Canadian players.
Yeah, so that was the big problem, right? That the if you're a Canadian citizen playing in the MLS, you were, even if you played for... you're a Canadian club if you played for an American club,
you count it as an international.
You count it an international slot. Right. So it limited how many players, how many Canadian players American clubs could get. Even if you were good, there might not be enough spots.
At first I thought it was a good idea just because that allows Canadian clubs to stock up.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people are, and no offense to Canada, you're not really producing beasts. So if you're going to do a international player, you're probably going to go Argentinian. You're probably going to go maybe another South American. You're probably going to go English or something. You know what I mean? You're going to go to a player that maybe comes from a league or a country that is further developed in soccer than Canada. So Canadian players weren't getting a lot of opportunities. And, you know, you could see teams like Ottawa FC and Ontario that were developing, you know, really, really great squads. And part of it was because there was all these great players that just couldn't, you know, no one want to really take them on because that really kills an international slot. And you got to trade for those.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's all confusing. But I think the reason it happened, and we were at this question came up at the press conference with Garber. And I think because there's a lot of buzz about about Canada starting the Canadian Premier League.
Right. No, 100%. That's what I mean. This was an opportunity to knock those teams down.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like it was like a smart business decision to kind of throw a wrench in this sort of this machine that's starting about the Canadian Premier League, because obviously the not being able to get as many Canadian players as possible in the MLS affects Canada and affects their national team. They can't. They don't have players displaying their quality, so it's gonna it just affects the country. But I think this move by MLS is definitely a little there's a little bit, it's more competitive than
100%. This is a you know, buy something you don't want just so that your competition doesn't have it. That's essentially what this is.
And Garber even at the press conference was very much saying like, oh, you know, it's just international law and American laws won't allow this,
which is kind of true, but you know, using it to his advantage.
Yeah.
In this case.
Yeah. I don't think he was like lobbying to get anything changed.
He's like, I wanted it the whole time. I just couldn't. So, I tripped and her mouth fell on my vagina or penis. You know how it
is. Boy, what is Garber?
Garber, talk to us. What's going on downstairs? Oh, boy. I need coffee.
Yeah.
I need coffee, everybody. If you're listening to this in the morning, you're not the only one who needs coffee right now.
I mean, he is beautiful.
Kaylin Garber, everyone.
He's a flower.
Oh, boy. That's not what I meant. You could send your hate mail to Christian Polanco at soccercooligans.com.
Oh, boy. So look, like I said, if there's any hot news that's happening in your club that we may not know about, we didn't talk about, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Shoot us a message.
Hit us up on Twitter at soccercooligans or email us soccercooligans@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to bring it up on the next show, to talk to you about it, to just have a fun little chat.
Nice little chat.
Yeah.
And we'll mention it on the podcast. We'll give you a shout.
We'll take a quick break.
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit of international and then world soccer. A little stuff that's happening outside of the US.
We shall.
We'll be right back after this. Hey everybody, thank you for listening to the Cooligans. I want to break in just to talk to you a little bit about On the Volley Apparel. These guys are absolutely amazing. Beautiful designs. You got to check it out. It is the single most comfortable hoodie and it fits me perfectly. I absolutely love it. You've seen it in a lot of the videos. It's got that Wu-Tang logo on the front with the soccer pitch on the inside. They've got so many more than that. You've seen the social media posts. People have been tagging us when they're purchasing. If you use the word Cooligans, you get 20% off. What could be better than that? Get on there. Go to On the Volley Apparel. You can go to vafootballclub.com, On the Volley Apparel on Instagram and on Twitter. Check them out. They're absolutely amazing. I love the designs. Those guys are awesome people. You should buy from them. It's soccer with an edge, just like us, but in clothing. It's pretty dope. Go check it out. Again, use Cooligans. Get yourself a discount. That's On the Volley Apparel. Yeah, baby.
Okay, we're back, everybody. Let's get right to it.
Let's get right to it. One thing we didn't talk about, and we were saying we're going to talk about world soccer, and what's bigger? What's bigger news right now?
Than the Mundial.
Than the World Cup. Infantino. What does he want to do? He wants to
The World Cup of Infantino.
So he wants the entire world to play in the World Cup. That's what he wants to do. He's like, yo, if we're going to call it World Cup, might as well have the whole damn world in it.
The Cooligans are getting a club. We are now a country. We're officially, we've been acknowledged. We have a seat at the United Nations.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Our GDP may be small, but our voices will be loud.
What
would be our gross domestic product?
It would be gross.
I was going to say, whatever it is going to be gross. Very nice. You beat me to it. We're now a country. So there we go. The whole world is going to play. He wants 48 countries.
He is getting that.
He's getting exactly that.
So look, there was the vote yesterday to see if this would be approved. He's been pushing for this for, you didn't expect it,
but Trump won. Trump won that as well.
He's now the head of FIFA.
Putin just nodded a little bit. He's like, you got you, baby.
So look, we're going to have a 48-team World Cup in 2026. Everybody's getting in.
Qualifying? No need for it, baby.
You win already.
All you got to do is sign up, baby.
All you got to sign up on Eventbrite.
Yeah. You're there. Yo, it's free too, yo. They don't pass on the feed. You nothing, yo. You go to Eventbrite, you're like, World Cup, yo, y'all want to do
it? Yeah, it's a good deal. Like, it's like, nah, I'm busy Friday. It's like, oh, yo, you're gonna miss out, dog.
Yo, dog. Like, I heard everybody else gonna be there.
No, don't click maybe. Yeah, you click either yes or no.
Not interested. I got even interested. Are you going or not? If you say, yeah, you gotta show up. Curacao gonna be there.
Curacao never goes anywhere,
they don't go anywhere,
but they're gonna be there.
They heard this is gonna be popping. You gotta be there.
So look, obviously a lot of teams that would not make it in now they have like a real opportunity. So look, we saw
this is a big chance for a lot.
We saw this with the Euros. Every European nation was in there, and what it led to, especially in the first round, there were a lot of bad games, but
there were some like heartwarming, uplifting stories.
Yes, but we have to.
None bigger than Iceland.
But both are valid. The bad games are valid, and the great stories are valid.
That's a good point. I mean, I think it's going to be more bad games than anything else. I'm not a huge fan. You're going to get the Cinderella stories, but you're also going to get the, oh, this isn't easy. You know, the group of death is going to be probably three incredible teams, because they're saying 16 groups of three. And then could you imagine if it's like Spain versus Curacao and, Netherlands?
And that's going to be there.
Oh, man. You know, there's nothing to watch.
Some hot games.
Boy. I hope you're ready to learn a lot of odd spelling of names.
It's going to be... look, most people are not happy. This is not really anything to be excited about. Obviously,
it's a money grab. This is a money grab.
The countries themselves are going to be excited because they're a lot of countries that don't get the opportunity to bring in the kind of money that the other bigger countries do, that with the better squads are going to get an opportunity. So, look, right now it looks bad and looks bleak, and we're all worried about like, oh, the games are gonna be they're gonna play for a tie and whatever,
right? But it's just a lot of defensive squads out there.
The final 32 is what the World Cup is, and we're still gonna get that.
Dimelo, Dominican Republic getting in there.
DR is getting in.
Oh man,
that's gonna be lovely,
buddy. The viewing parties.
We're gonna
be lit.
The parties in Qatar. You wouldn't even.
Oh my god.
No.
Esto no caliente.
That's not heat.
That's not heat. You should have been out last night. Brugal everywhere. There's gonna be women waking up with that net thing that comes around the bottle over their face. Like, what happened last night?
We went crazy.
Mommy, we married now, mommy. Go back to bed.
But this is we're married in a Muslim country, so you gotta do everything.
You gotta do everything. mom. Just like my mommy. You do everything.
So look, it's
start frying some cheese, baby.
it's gonna be nuts, man. I think
can I offer a viewpoint that I don't think anyone's covered yet? This is now a Cooligan's exclusive.
Choo choo choo.
Cooligan's exclusive. So let's talk about what happens when America makes it to the World Cup. What is there? There's a big bump in viewership, right?
Yeah.
It's a big opportunity for Americans who normally aren't fans of soccer to start backing. I became a big fan right around the 94 World Cup. It was not after it, but it was during the buzz around it is what really drew me into soccer, right? And obviously all the Portuguese and Brazilian people I grew up around. But let's talk about the fact that there's a major bump after every time the U.S. makes it in the World Cup, and it helps out MLS as well.
Sure.
Now, the average...
It helps out the world because... Yeah,
us watching more soccer means a lot of money for them, right? You're right. So, now, let's talk about the fact that the average American, I would even say the average American soccer fan, isn't aware of a 48-nation World Cup, doesn't understand it, has no idea... Doesn't bother them. So, all they're going to know is the U.S. got in it. And if it's a watered-down competition, the U.S. presumably will do better. Right?
Presumably.
Yeah, this is all hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. We're putting all our prayers on Christian Pulisic.
Yeah. Come on, baby. You're 22 years old or whatever you're going to... I guess 20.
He's 18. He's 18.
So he's going to be 20.
He's going to be 20.
Perfect age to carry us, yeah. By the way. I can't believe we get him for 3 cycles. That's incredible. So all that's going to happen is the average American fan is going to realize that the U.S. is in and that we're playing well and that we're doing better than normal. And it's going to create a bigger buzz around U.S. soccer and around MLS. And we're going to get more fans and we're going to get better ratings. So I would actually say, well, I think it's worse for the competition. It's better for us. And is there anything more American than suggesting, who cares, what's best for the world?
What about us?
What's better for us? Would you agree? Do you see my hypothetical situation?
I would agree with that. It's hard to say definitively that it will mean better ratings. You did mention that.
Well, I mean, I know we have a bump after every World Cup. So what I'm saying is if we see a bump, we're going to get, we're guaranteed to qualify at this point.
But look,
if Curaçao getting in there, we're getting
in
there.
But the U.S. at this point, the U.S. hasn't missed the World Cup since what? Like 1990?
We're last in our group.
No, currently, yeah, I'm saying. But at the way the U.S. is, the expectation for the men's national team is that with 32 teams in the World Cup, the U.S. should make the World Cup. For it going forward,
yes.
In CONCACAF, the U.S. is a powerhouse
for sure.
To say the least.
No one's saying anything different.
So, adding more teams to the World Cup is not terribly important for the U.S. because they should be making it there regardless.
So I see what you're saying, but I think it's an easier way to guarantee better ratings.
Why? Because there's just more games.
Because it's easier to qualify, which guarantees we get in the World Cup.
Of course, yes. But that's for the U.S. That'd be great. But that would.
So then you're agreeing that I'm a genius because in this way
I would never agree to anything.
On record as saying yeah, you have. So don't worry. About it. I'll just edit you saying that out, and I'll go. Yeah, of course you are, Alexis. There it is. That's the drop I'm going to use. But I think it's going to just create a better situation for us, and that's all I care about.
Okay. We know that you are a selfish, greedy, self-involved.
What did we say?
Monster.
We are.
Don't say we.
No. This is not about I. This is about us. I want to win for us. I hope I win for us. No, it's about American soccer. And this is going to help out America.
I think this is going to help a lot of people, but I think the people, the countries that it's going to help are the ones beneath. Where the U.S. currently is.
Yeah, but that's the ones that we get to beat.
Yeah, would you
easily
just beat up on them?
Come on.
Look, well, we can't. We're not doing that in the hex right now. So my confidence
is why we need to water down the competition.
We need to play Curaçao.
I want to make America great again. And here's how we're going to do that.
Okay.
By watering down the competition, we need it to be easier.
And removing Obamacare.
Yeah. We need to repeat and repeal. I don't know what the repeat is. We need to repeal immediately this 32-team World Cup.
Yeah.
And we need to institute this 48 to make it easier for America to be great again.
Oh,
we don't have to raise our level. We have to lower the bar of expectation.
No, but obviously people would argue, if America's playing against the toughest competition, they would make a tougher America and right. a tougher U.S.
But what we need to do is, like, the Republicans just redistricted, and that's how they were able to score certain points.
We're going
to
recontinent?
Yeah.
We need to redraw the lines?
No, we need to redefine tougher. So we want to play tougher competition. I think what you mean is more bad competition.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I never thought of it that way.
Good. I'm glad you believe.
Wow. With compelling arguments like those, how can I disagree?
There you go. So once again, America, I have just found a way to make us, without trying any harder, great again. Thank you, Gianni. Clearly not scandalous at all. Infantino, for helping us secure our way. And you know who else is going to help? England, because you know they need it.
Who's gonna this is gonna help it.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Yeah. They need
all the help they can get.
They really do. This has been interesting. When I saw the I was talking about this about 2 weeks ago, the class of 92 on Netflix about Manchester United.
Right.
You know, the class of 92, which was the
Scholes, Beckham.
Yeah. So they Giggs, all came Giggs, but Nicky Butt. And somebody else, I forgot who,
Neville,
both Neville, yeah. Phil Neville and Gary Neville. But they, were talking about Beckham, especially when he played for the U.S. team,
LA Galaxy.
The other guys
we played been so much better
when he played on England. And, there was a game that he was, red carded, and he got sent off and then they ended up losing. But the pressure that the English media puts on their English stars, that
incredible.
It's a lot of people suggest it's exactly why England will never succeed on the world stage, because the level of pressure and criticism is so incredibly insane.
I disagree.
That they can't get past it.
I disagree. You gotta man up. I hate to use that term.
But English media has been notorious. We know, like Rupert Murdoch, the whole...
They're hacking phones.
Right. Like, it gets bad.
Yeah, outside of the illegal stuff. You know what? That's just part of... You want that pressure. You know, they said that a lot of free agents didn't want to play for the New York Yankees at one point because of the pressure of the media. Oh, there's people that expect me to do well. Yeah, you're getting paid millions on millions and millions of dollars. If you're making a couple hundred thousand a week, I got zero room in my brain to feel bad for you. That, oh, people are asking too many questions. Yeah, dog, that's how it works. You sign every autograph, you take every picture, and you take it on the chin, and you carry it all on your shoulder, and you succeed. And if you don't do any of those, you're not on the team. And you know what? There goes the pressure. Now you could go back to working in finance or bagging groceries, doing whatever it is that you were doing before you played soccer, which probably in Europe, it's what, being 5 years old? So go ahead and do that if you don't want it.
You have, you know how to put like blocks together.
So what was I doing before soccer? Not even reading, to be honest.
I have no idea how to read.
Yeah, I don't know how to read.
Show me the net, show me the ball.
I got you.
Get on there.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I know how to read? Back lines. I know how to read the defender. So I think this 48 World Cup, 48 club, 48 team World Cup is going to be amazing. For America.
Yeah, we have to clarify that. But obviously,
I just heard an eagle soar.
There's going to be a lot of garbage games.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be rough.
Not a lot of people here for Curacao versus DR Republic. DR Congo, sorry.
It's gonna be rough. But look, it's happening, yeah. and this is the world we will live in. It's not happening until 2026.
Demon Omani, where are you watching Dominican Republic versus Haiti? Where are you watching that?
I'm watching it at Mofongo House. Where are you watching?
Yeah. I was watching it at. You already said one. I gotta think of one. I was watching it at Aventura Castle. That's probably a place.
It's definitely a place. If it isn't, I'm getting out that LLC real quick.
Oh yeah, Mac quick. The Española Derby.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
That'd be fun.
That'd be dangerous.
I want to go to.
You can't play it in the Dominican Republic because, as we know, they just kick all the Haitians out, so they wouldn't be able to be played in the Dominican Republic. I don't think I'm gonna let you hide from that.
Is that what the Dominicans just walk up to Haitians and just give them red cards?
Yeah, like,
you're sent off.
Yeah, like Mexico versus the U.S. can the halfway line of the pitch be the wall? That might be the only way to play it in a year or in 19 days or something, right? Unfortunately.
10 days. 10 days.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here it is.
Everybody buckle in.
It's going to get real. I'm gonna judge this presidency based on how well the MLS succeeds or does not. That's it.
He is a business person.
That's where I'm like putting all my chips. That's where I'm hoping.
I got a feeling we're going to get any stadium we want in this country. Who's good for business.
Yeah.
Use taxpayer money.
Whatever, man.
As long as it's huge, I don't care.
Believe me. Yeah. Okay.
I'll do what I want. Believe me.
All right, guys. I hope you.
I hope you enjoyed this.
I hope you enjoyed this. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Make sure we're putting out videos on YouTube. Watch those. Subscribe to them.
We're building that channel.
Share them to people, man. I can't stress enough. We are insanely busting our ass filming these videos, editing these videos, creating the content. We're writing jokes. All these
things. We're doing it all ourselves.
We're losing our goddamn minds.
You have no idea. Please. Our significant others are like, why are you editing at 2 a.m?
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, dude, we're literally on stage every night and then we're in front of our computers after that.
Yeah.
And before that, I'm refining content at 2 a.m. I'm looking up, you know, sounds and sound effects and like a friggin' Foley artist over here.
We cannot stress, like, this is not some huge conglomerate putting all this content out.
If you're still listening to this podcast and you're wondering what can you do to help out the Cooligans, you guys send us some amazing messages. You guys shout us out when you can. You guys buy some of the shirts from On the Volley and you've bought underwear from Mac Weldon. All those things are awesome. Here's what you could do to help us now. Comment on our videos, share our videos, hit the like button. That's massive for us. I know a lot of y'all are doing it. And share it. If you guys have like big Reddit accounts, share our videos. We've been banned. Apparently you have to be like, you know, on Reddit all the time to share the video. We can't do that. So if you could do that, if you know another website like Reddit, I don't know, Dig, right? Dig was one of them. I don't know. A stumble upon, whatever those things are. Share them if you can. Reddit is obviously a big opportunity. We're not on there. So if you have an account, share it, dude. That would help us out so, so much. Like, subscribe, comment, share on Reddit.
We say this a lot, but we mean it. Quite a bit.
Please help us.
Please help us. It'd be cool. If you like what we're doing, that would be awesome.
And we like what you're doing. We like that you're listening.
Yeah.
We like that you're liking.
And we want to give back. So, like, I have a bunch of stickers. If you want some, just email at soccercooligans@gmail.com, and I'll send it right over. Tell me where you want the sticker sent, and they'll be at your door.
Absolutely. We'll send you some stickers, and we're giving away that poster on Instagram.
That's right. We're doing Instagram giveaway of the limited edition MLS Cup poster.
Right, and it was only for at that exclusive party. So there's very limited people that have it. This is an opportunity for you to have it.
Yeah.
So if, you know, I don't know, Rachel Bonetta ever goes back to your place, she'll look up and be like, how did you get that? Were you there?
Yeah. So look, if you go to our Instagram page, just look for it's about 4 or 5 posts in. I'm going to post it again. You'll see this MLS Cup poster. Michael Bradley's on it, Sebastian Giovinco, Jordan Morris. It's a really cool poster, a really cool sort of unique little gift to commemorate the MLS Cup.
And right, done by a big artist whose name we don't know, but he was big. He was there. Everybody was all fawning over him.
Yeah, we want to give this stuff away. So go on the Instagram page, look at the rules on how to win.
Yeah, just read the caption. There's a couple things you have to do. Not a lot. It's all free.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit a couple buttons and that's it and you're done. And also we're going to be giving more away. We've got a lot of exclusive stuff here. We have a Bluetooth speaker that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys want autographs from us, we'll give that away.
That's right.
Whatever it is that you want, we are happy to have you.
I will autograph any boob.
Yeah.
Put in front of me.
You put a boob in front of me, Christian's going to sign it. A sandwich in front of Christian, I'm going to sign it. I got that, though. I got your sandwich, my G. I got you.
So,
if there's shredded lettuce on it, I might just autograph your boobs, sir. I might do it because you went out and you got the shredded lettuce with the provolone, a little bit of mayo. You know what you're doing.
Look at that. All right. So, guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it very much. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
And we are
the Cooligans.